we are going through following Jesus through the eyes and the testimony given by the doctor, Luke, who decided and also was inspired by the Spirit of God to record and write down all the things that Jesus began to do and did in the presence of many people. Today we are now in chapter 13 from verse 10 to 17. Let us read God's word. So on a Sabbath, Jesus was teaching in one of the synagogues, and a woman was there who had been crippled by a spirit for 18 years. She was bent over and could not straighten up at all. When Jesus saw her, he called her forward and said to her, "Woman, you are set free from your infirmity." Then he put his hands on her, and immediately she straightened up and praised God. Indignant because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath, the synagogue leader said to the people, "There are 6 days for work, so come and be healed on those days, not on the Sabbath." The Lord answered him, "You hypocrites, doesn't each of you on the Sabbath untie your ox or donkey from the stall and lead it out to give it water? Then should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years, be set free on the Sabbath day from what bound her?" When he said this, all his opponents were humiliated, but the people were delighted with all the wonderful things he was doing. Hallelujah. This is God's word for God's children. Let us receive it as such. Come, let us pray. Lord, we have read your word. We pray, O God, and ask you, Lord, to give us understanding of the word that we have read. As we get to understand your word, Lord, we pray that you give us the power to do what your word tells us to do. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. So, this story is a very well-known story by many Christians. Many of us may be very familiar with this story. But today, God again gave it to us as his word for us for today. The word that we should take to heart today. Sometimes I wish I could be like Jesus, where he was in the middle of teaching and he just stops the teaching, interrupts the teaching, and attends to this woman. The ruler of the synagogue had given him space to come and teach in the synagogue. He stops the teaching because, number one, he saw this woman. And we must not miss this. He saw the woman. In life, brothers and sisters, there are times when we just don't see people. Many people in the synagogue may have been looking at this lady and they were seeing a crippled person. And they were seeing, you know, it happens even these days. People will see your hairstyle and that's what they will talk about. They will see what you are putting on. They will see things about you and not see you. So Jesus saw this woman And Luke tells us when he saw her, he stopped everything and paid particular attention to her. And it is a blessed thing to be seen by Jesus. I just hope that many of us would wake up each day and you say, God, I hope and pray that you see me today. The good thing is this woman wasn't even praying for Jesus to see her. It's a good thing because now we know that even when we are not asking God, he sees us. And that is significant. For you to understand how Jesus saw this woman, the ruler of the synagogue just saw worshippers, people that came for worship, that came for worship on a Saturday, on the Sabbath day, because that's what you do on the Sabbath day. But Jesus saw this woman, and as you can see from verse 16, when you go back and read it and study it again, he says, should not this woman, who is the daughter of Abraham, but troubled, oh, they put it up there, should not this woman, a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has kept bound for 18 long years. So he sees this woman, and I tell you, every woman wants to be seen. Every person wants to be seen. Every person wants to feel like they count, they can be seen. So he sees this woman, and then he sees more than that. He sees her, and he says, the daughter of Abraham. You go and research and check and see, you don't find any other lady described as the daughter of Abraham, except for this woman. When he says the daughter of Abraham, he says, when he saw her, he saw a person who's under the covenant. The covenant that was given to Abraham covers this woman as well. He sees a person who God has made a commitment to care for. God has made a commitment to bless. Daughter of Abraham, what was promised to Abraham is promised to this woman as well. That when you, ruler of the synagogue, look at her, you just see a crippled person. When everybody looks at her, they see just a woman who should be in her place, even around the synagogue. But Jesus sees a person who is in the covenant with God. And he sees her trouble. He sees that she's been bound for 18 years. You don't read anywhere where this woman actually says, is asked by Jesus, how long have you been like this? No, you don't. But he says, she's been like this for 18 long years. He sees the beginning of her problem. He sees the many years that she's been troubled. He sees to the end the length of her problem. This should give us hope. The things that trouble you, he sees them. He knows them. He saw this woman. That's the first thing. The first thing is he saw the woman. Brothers and sisters, God sees us. He sees you. He sees even when you don't even remember when your problem started. He knows when it started. He knows the length, the breadth, everything about your problem. He knows it. He sees you. When he saw the woman, he summoned her to him. He called her to him. Now when we read this story, it is easy for us to think, well, you know what? Of course she was called, she jumped up and she went. Somebody else would have said, if I get up to go to him, what is everybody going to say about me? The rules of the synagogue do not allow me, a woman, to even come close to this man. Should I go ahead and go to him? But the blessed thing, brothers and sisters, the prayer that we have for you, brothers and sisters, is that you hear Jesus when he summons you. You hear Jesus when he calls you and he says, come to me. She heard, she got up, she went to him. Because she heard him. We pray that you hear Jesus as Jesus summons you. We pray, brothers and sisters, that when he summons you, you respond. When he calls you, when he speaks to you, you do what he tells you to do. Now, she goes forward. Jesus says, woman, you are set free from your infirmity. Then he touches her. Immediately she straightens up and she praises God. I don't want you to miss this. He summons her. She comes. Then he says to her, you are set free from your infirmities. Then he touches her. Immediately she straightens up. I would have expected it to go this way. Summons her, touches her, she straightens up, then he says, look, you are set free from your infirmities. He summons her, and then he says, woman, while she's still bent over, you are healed, you are set free from your infirmities. She's still bent over. Everyone else will be like, what is he talking about? She is still bent over when he speaks. Why does he choose this method? Brothers and sisters, it is because what needs to be set free first in this woman is her mind. What she's heard about herself. What she knows about herself. He speaks to her first, and then the word of God tells us, faith comes by hearing the word of God. And when she hears what he says, I wonder what went on in her mind. Because remember, she knew this was a Sabbath day. She was not coming looking for healing. Because the ruler of the synagogue, the laws around, said healing on the Sabbath is not acceptable. So it's not as if she came from home to say, you know what, I'm looking for healing today. She just came to worship God on the Sabbath day. And Jesus goes there and speaks to her to liberate, to set free her mind first. Then he touches her. That healing touch from Jesus. Then she straightens up. You would expect that everybody celebrates. Luke tells us she is the one who praised God. You don't hear that immediately everybody praised God. She praises God, the ruler of the synagogue is mad. Wrong day. Is there ever a wrong day to get your healing? Is there ever, you know, like this is a wrong day to heal a person. Wrong day, he gets upset. He says, no, wrong day, you've healed this person on the wrong day. And Jesus says, she is the daughter of Abraham who has been bound by a spirit. And you are all just saying, well, you know what? That's a very fascinating story in the Bible. It's interesting. It's fascinating. But here is where it comes to one or two of us. One of us in this place, brothers and sisters. Jesus says, she has been bound by this spirit.
One of the things that you see is that Jesus does not cast out a demon out of her, does not address the spirit that is in her. You read other stories where Jesus will say to the spirit, "Who are you?" And the spirit says, "I'm legion," because we are many. But this time Jesus does not speak to the spirit. He speaks to the woman, and he says the woman has been bound by this spirit. Brothers and sisters, what we learn from this story is this is a woman who is not possessed by the spirit that Jesus needs to cast out of her. This is a woman who is oppressed by the spirit. This is a woman who is bound. The spirit has taken away some of her abilities. The spirit has taken away, as often does, that there are spirits that bind us, that take away certain of our abilities here. There are so many of us in life, perhaps not here, but many of us like me, where sometimes you are set, you are bound by the spirit of sin. Sin that is binding you, and sometimes you feel like, you know what? I can't do that because I'm a sinner. I cannot act freely because of the sin that I've committed. I am bound by that spirit. All of us, the word of God tells us, we were bound by our sin. And Jesus comes to set us free. But more than that, we are also learning. There are so many of us who, if you're not careful, you become bound by the spirit that takes away your certain abilities, things that you were supposed to be able to do. Like this woman, before, 19 years before, 19 years ago, this woman was able to stand up straight. But for 18 years now, she is bound by this spirit. She cannot see anything. She can't raise your face to see the stars. She is bound by this spirit. She is oppressed by this spirit. Many people, you were born with certain abilities that you have. You were born a free person, able to enjoy people, to laugh with people, to enjoy your life. And then the spirit comes, maybe through words that have been said upon your life, maybe things that you've experienced, you become bound in your life. So many times you are even afraid to take up certain responsibilities in your life because that ability is taken away by a spirit that controls you. You know, the Bible talks about the spirit of fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but has given us the spirit of love. What else? The spirit of power. The spirit of sound mind. Many of us, our minds are bound. Maybe not here, but many people, our minds become bound by the spirit, where you start saying in your life, "I can't. I can't. I wish I could, but I can't." You say to a person, "Why can't you?" "Oh, you know, when I was growing up, this is what they said about me. I never passed an exam in school. I never did, so I can't." And the spirit binds you. And when you become so bound, Jesus is looking at you, sees you, summons you, says to you, "I want to set you free from that which binds you." Perhaps in your life, you've been traumatized by certain things in your life. And now, you only know yourself a certain way. Can you imagine 18 years? 18 years. You know, I tried, as I was preparing for this sermon this week in my office, I tried to see how long I can last like this and walk around in the office. I couldn't do 3 minutes. 18 years. This is the way I am. There are so many of us. You were not created that way. God did not make you to be like that. But now, for so long, the Spirit has bound you. You have now lost certain abilities that God had given you. Now you believe, this is the way I am. You know me, I just don't enjoy people. But hey, when I was little, as a child, I used to, you know, we used to have so much fun. But as I grew older, I realized I'm the kind of person who does not enjoy people. That's the way I am. May God grant to you your abilities of how He made you. May God restore you to the abilities that He gave you. If anything that you see and you constantly think in your life, I could do this, I could do that, but I can't. Because you know, society, you said you should not or you cannot. Perhaps your family, where you were raised. You know, I'm always telling people this story. And sometimes there are days when I tell this story and I'm like, you know what? I'm telling you for fun. There are days when I tell this story just to show what a difference Jesus Christ makes in life. When I was born and I started teething, when my mom saw my brown tooth, the one that is spotted on me, my mom got worried. My loving mother decided to scrape it off. And she tried. She made efforts to scrape it off. And one day, my great-great-grandmother could hear me crying and could see my mom trying to scrape off this brown part of my tooth. And my mom is working on it. And my great-grandmother says to my mom, and I hear this story from my own mother. She says, it was your great-grandmother who saved you. Because she's the one who said to my mom, what are you doing? And my mom says, I'm cleaning his tooth and it won't come off. And my great-great-grandmother, who, you know, if I tell you, when she prayed, she would say things about God that would always make us all laugh. She says, if God made him that way, you will never succeed. But all you can do is harm him. I tell you this story because that story and other experiences made me, as I was growing as a child, I became a person who could not laugh. That's what I would tell myself. If you laugh and they see your tooth, whatever joke it was that started the laughter, you end up being the one they're laughing at. So all the time, I would go around in my life. Something funny is said, I would laugh gently and make sure you don't see my teeth. And I went like that for a long while. If you go back to people that went to school with me, when I was at Victoria High School and I was made a class monitor, you dare not come near me and laugh. Because I did not like laughing. Then I met Jesus. Then Jesus saw me. Then Jesus says, this spirit that has bound you from laughing, you are set free from it. And now, now, what spirit? What spirit is holding you? What is binding you? This woman went from being like this. She is touched by Jesus. She went like this. When she's touched by Jesus, she went like this. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So from this, to praise the Lord, you can't stop me from praising God. Because God has set me free. And because of the freedom that God gives me, I will praise the Lord. But remember, the week before, when she had come to the synagogue on the Sabbath, if you had asked her, what did you go to the Sabbath to do? She would say, oh, we were praising God in the Sabbath. Before Jesus saw her, before Jesus changed her life, she would have said, I am praising God in the Sabbath. Or it's Sabbath day today, in the synagogue, I'm praising God. But when Jesus touches her, Luke records, even the Bible, even God notices, she is praising God. It disturbs even those around her, because she is openly praising God. But not only that, it's now coming from the heart. There are so many of us who are bound by a spirit. When we come to worship God, we are coming out of tradition. When we come to worship God, when we go even in our homes, when we are thanking God for the food that He has given us, we do it out of tradition. But talk to a child who has gone many days with no food on the table. There's no table to talk about. With no food in their life. The day they come across and they find food, when they say, thank you, God, for this food that is before me, it's come from the heart. And those are the worshipers that God is looking for. We will worship God in spirit and in truth, because I know what I'm thanking God for. He sets me free. I know what I'm thanking God. The spirit that was taking away my abilities has been removed. My chains have fallen off. I am free. I pray to God that each one of us will consider. You will look at the things that nobody else sees when they see you. Because you know what? Here is the difference with that woman, Pastor Lydia. The woman, they could physically see that she was bent over. Many people, like the ruler of the synagogue, was walking around up straight, but he was bent out of shape by the rules that bound him. So what kind of human being does not rejoice when another human being is made well? He's bound. Many of us, people see you. People see me. I'm walking straight. But there's a spirit that binds me. There's a spirit that binds you. And Jesus is here summoning you. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden. I will give you rest. Will you go to Jesus and be set free? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.